Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, we here. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, yeah, it's time to get with it. Triple W dot, your boy got to get it. Get it where you fit in, if the cat fit, wear it. Yeah, we in a galactic cyber wild, why fly to the British styles, we live on Wi-Fi, live, that's the golden child of style, it's George Draper. On the moving lusty lush and buffy speakers, 5,000 booming watts, bringing you the party right through your router box, out the box, thinking out of the box, now that's necessary. Elementary thoughts, now the secondary, 22nd century, light years ahead of you. Get ahead of yourself, the future don't better you. Strap your seatbelts on and get ready for lust, lust on the move, zoom. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. This for the future, man, it's time to get with it. One's for the past, two's for the present, three's for the future, man, it's time to get with it, with it. Yeah, this for the future, man, it's time to get with it.
She lush live in the building, man, and we shutting it down all day. I'm broadcasting live in Baltimore, you know what I'm saying, at Jay's right now, doing my 1-2, you know what I'm saying, you know, on Lush Radio Online, man. It ain't a game out here. We doing it real big right here, you know what I'm saying. It's not a game all day, every day, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. We keeping it locked, you know, like we do, you know, Lush Radio Online, you know. It is what it is. Shout out to our endorsers, Street Queens, the Movement, the Diverse Media Group, LLC, along with Strictly Bump One. You know, I'm live, excuse the noise, I'm live right now in the restaurant, hitting my blue motorcycle. It's Follow Friday today. Tell me who you following on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the world now. We're going to have DJ Ghost live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Doing that 1-2, man. That's how we do, man. Lush Radio Online. We getting it in ASAP. Giving y'all nothing but that ear crack, man. But, you know, I'm on my brand new shit, so I'm about to give you some of that brand new.
Rhyme Fest.
Brand new.
You might see me in my crib with my bitch pumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my dick.
I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
crib
with my bitch pumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my dick. They say your attitude determines your latitude. I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker, and still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't, because you love what I make. Now ain't that about a bitch, and I'ma talk shit until I'm out of here. They don't wanna turn these speakers up, they claim I ain't deep enough. All that talking I feed off of, keep it up. I'm relaxing, my feet is up. I'm leaving you haters like when Shaq left the Lakers just to heat it up. I take the stats to stunt, I don't need the front. Make black history every day, I don't need them all. The survey says by the streets of Gordon, Kanye's just important as Michael Jordan.
Brand new shit, you don't like it, get off my
brand new shit.
Some women hit the mall and some shop at the thrift store. Some of them mix and match and make it look like they get more. Some of y'all know you wear 16, squeezing it to a 6. Damn, what you make them jeans rip for? I guess she looking for a
brand new
man who ain't always gotta sit down when he can't stand you. Boo, this the
brand new
jam to dance to. Why you giving me hair like shampoo? Come and you came, skip the
brand
name. I won't
brand
you. What you do here, stay here like Cancun. Beside, your breath is augmented. I like things authentic. Look at all my whips, they're all vintage. I got a loft with a view of the sea. See, I take some old shit and make it new for me. Pimp it out like exhibit to the degree. Why spin an arm and a leg? We can kick it for free. And see, I don't like might see me in my whip with my bitch pumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my dick, nigga.
I don't like it unless it's you might see me in my whip with my bitch pumping my shit. You don't like it, get off my
dick. I ain't busting in the head, I'm fuck the cynicism. I'm quick to give y'all niggas constructive criticism. Like, wait, you basically stuck. His mother said my son went around. I'm like, ma'am, I don't agree with that decision. Nothing against him, but if he step, I gotta diss him. I listen to that weak shit, all of it. I can't follow it. Excuse me, I'm lactose intolerant. I work too hard to get my baby ballin'. Hit 9 to 5, had me blue collar popping it. Now I'm in the club and look who I get it poppin' with. Me and Ye go back like cool cut. She hook me up as long as they don't ask for too much. But even he know best laying it down. Cause it's just the old B he had laying around.
I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new.
Yeah, I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick, homie. I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new dick.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Well, you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, giving you nothing but that ear crack all day, every day. I'm broadcasting live from Jay's, the restaurant, getting it in, drinking my blue motorcycle, getting it in. We're going to have, you know what I'm saying, the hottest female DJ in the business representing, you know what I'm saying, Rhode Island and ATL, man. She's been in the game for a minute. It's DJ Ghost, man, live on the building, about to, you know, basically bless us, you know what I'm saying, with her presence. So we about to go to the phone line. What's crack-a-lackin', baby?
Hello?
What's crack-a-lackin', baby?
Hey, how's it going, babe?
Ain't nothing much, man. We got to give you a Lush Radio welcome, man. I'm live right here in the spot broadcasting at the restaurant, you know what I'm saying, at Jay's. I'm about to give you a Lush Radio welcome, you know what I'm saying?
Very happy.
Yo, I'm live here sitting in here with Busy B, the legendary Busy B, man, live in the building, getting that heat on, man, eating some sushi, son.
Wow.
That Busy.
Much love, much love. Definitely. How you doing?
That's what it is, man. So, Ghost, man, before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout-outs, man.
You know I got to shout-out DI Radio Cast and Africa Allah, the hottest on the radio, bringing it to you raw, and then Five Star General, which is my crew, all 13 of us. I'm sure you ain't got time for me to go through every one of them, but they're, you know, holding it down all over worldwide. So we doing it like that. Man.
That's what it is, girl. That's what it is, man. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, African Online, man. Definitely supporting the sickle cell movement where Less Radio,
yeah.
Speak Made the Moon, we support that. Definitely trying to give back, you know what I'm saying, to the people. DI Radio, log on, you know, support them in that movement for real.
Yes, yes, appreciate that. We just did a sickle cell benefit at a restaurant here in Atlanta. Hopefully, people will contribute and us out with that cause, because, you know, it's for our neighborhoods and our families, and it can affect you at any time, you know, so, definitely.
And that's real talk right there, that's real talk.
Yeah.
So tell us, man, what inspired you to get into the game, man? What inspired you to become a DJ?
Well, I am actually the third DJ out of five in my family. My grandfather, my uncle was a DJ. I'm the third one. My cousin dabbled in it for a minute, and my brother dabbled in it for a little while. So it's kind of in the blood because I can't remember a time there was never any music around the house. Yeah. So
wow.
When I got into high school and I met my boyfriend at the time, he was a DJ. Started going around and doing parties with him, and then one day I just said, can you teach me how to do it? And the minute I tried it, and he said, oh, man, you got it the first time, I was like, oh, cool, you know, I stuck with it, because it's just something about it. Once you do it, you just don't want to stop, you know.
What kind of equipment you working with over there, man? Because, you know what I'm saying, everybody uses all kinds of different things, man. What you working with over there, player?
Well, you know, I got to have the 1200, and I had to break down the Serato. I was probably the last DJ on earth to go and get it because I resisted that crazy. Resisted it like crazy. I wasn't trying to do that. But I finally had to break down and get that. I got the Rain Mixer with the Serato built into it. Got the Mac. I still carry a crate of vinyl because, you know, you never know. Technology, I'm kind of... I got a degree in it, but I sure am scared of it because it never always works when you need it to. And plus, to keep it real, because a lot of times as a female, people look at me like I might be one of those pre-made ones with a pre-recorded set and all of that. So I bring my vinyl to show. Number one, I have the originals, and number two, I know how to use them. So, yeah, a little bit of everything.
That's what's up, man. How did you feel when you first, you know what I'm saying, you know, started, you know, mixing and really getting into your groove? Like, how do you feel when you get into your zone, and what makes you get into your zone? What do you got to do to get into your zone when you mix?
To be honest with you, I just have to kind of listen and pretend that I'm the one dancing, because I love to dance, too, so, you know, I'm always out on the floor. And I just kind of run it through my head, like, what would make me want to get out there and jam or whatever. And then, of course, there's classics. I have what I call the ah factor. I got to get at least five of those before I'm satisfied that I did a good job. So, like, you put on the song and everybody just starts banging the wall and jumping up and down and going absolutely crazy. That is what I'm trying to do when I'm out, is I want to feel what I'm doing. So a lot of times I just kind of watch and see how people are reacting to the DJ before me. Or if I'm the first DJ, I'm kind of running through a little bit of everything. I pay attention to their comments when somebody else is DJing, to, you know, because, you know, people talk. If they don't like it, they're going to let you know. So, you know, I just kind of feel out how people are vibing and go from there.
That's real talk right there. So, like, the other thing I want to ask you was, you know, as being a female, even with, you know, with the radio that I do, you know, and being female MCs and all that, just being a female in the game, what do you feel is like the hardest adversity that you felt that you had to deal with?
The hardest thing was definitely trying to get, I won't say get the respect, but getting men to take you seriously that are in the game. Because when I started, it was like 87. So, you know, there wasn't exactly anybody that I knew of but Cinderella. And, well, I lived in Boston, so at the time, Cinderella was all I knew because I saw it on TV. You know what I mean? I lived in a suburb, and I lived in a suburb, so I wasn't familiar with DJ Jazzy Joyce and all of them until later on. But I know that I got into a couple of battles. You know, they can be a little bit ruthless to a woman if they're in the game. I don't know if they feel threatened or what. But they will throw some serious salt on you. And that was one of the things I had to overcome, was to learn not to let it upset me, not to let it get to me, not to let it affect what I was trying to do. And at first it did, but then, you know, after a couple of tries, I was cool with it. And, you know, if you're serious about what you do, male or female, it's going to show in everything that you do. So,
but you know what, you definitely doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's, you know, sometimes it's like, you know, just hard, you know, because, you know, men put a lot of, like, you know, it's like females got to work, like, just, like, extra hard sometimes when it comes to a situation, and it's like, it's crazy.
I think that's why I got to where I was, because I was lucky that I had a lot of mentors in, you know, while I was in Providence. Shout out to DJ Buck, because he was the number one person behind me at the time. He was the number one DJ at the time I was there, and he just kind of took me under his wing to make sure that, you know, I knew what I was doing before I got out, you know. And after him, a lot of people just, you know, if you stay gracious and you stay humble, people will help you. And over time, I had a lot of people who, you know, if they heard bad things about me, they would help me out. You know, they would say, I don't know, next time do this, I don't do that ever again. Or, you know, and having those types of people around kind of keeps you centered and helps, you know, what you need to do. So, you know, I mean, it's hard being a female, but it doesn't have to be that hard as long as you stay focused. Don't get wrapped up in this. You got to show something and be real sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your sexiness will actually come through you DJing by just being good at what you do. You know, you got to take up everything. And where I notice a lot of women are scantily clad while they're DJing, and I feel like that takes away from what you're trying to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like when I started, I had on baseball jerseys was my trademark. And I purposely would not get dressed up. So, you know,
well,
I'm older now, so I get dressed for real now, right? You know, get the heels and all that going, but, you know, to get respect is tough to get as it is, so as a female, it's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
the truth, man, and I respect you for everything that you're doing, really, as being a DJ in the game, man, because
yeah.
I look at what y'all do, man, people think it's easy.
No,
y'all make it look so
easy,
but it's not that easy.
It's not easy. And it's funny because my parents used to give me a hard time about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a single mom. They'd be like, oh, you going to the club again? It's like, I'm going to work. I'm not going to hang out. And they finally saw that when they came out to see me one time. And they saw how much work it was, and they kind of started helping me out a little bit more when they saw how serious a game it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just sitting up there spinning records. You're actually playing a mind. So, I believe that.
So, you're originally from, you know, Rhode Island and everything. How was it coming up there, growing up in Rhode Island?
It was cool. I mean, Rhode Island is one of those places where if you blink when you go through it, you'll miss it because it's small, so everybody knows everybody. But, as far as hip-hop and stuff like that goes, I was kind of at a loss because I didn't know until I moved down south and met a lot of people how much R&B or classic stuff that I don't know about or didn't know about, because my grandfather, although he was a DJ, he DJed for a lot of white folks. so I can run off all kind of 70s Fleetwood Mac and Elton John stuff to you in no time. But I didn't know a lot about the JDs. I didn't know a lot about the samples and the things that you hear now in hip hop. I had to actually learn that at a later date. So growing up in Rhode Island, that's the only thing I think that really was kind of hindrance, but at the same time, being in a small place like that, again, it's hard to get to many places because when it's just concentrated like that, you have people around you and you can't go much higher than, you know, the hot, you know, like I said, DJ Buck was the top DJ and they wouldn't let anybody else in. He was just it. So I had to come here to Atlanta actually expand because I had gone as high as I could go up. And I really need to do that to it being so small because, you know, everybody knows everybody and once they get stuck on a DJ, that's the DJ and there is no other DJ but that DJ and you are never going to be better than him. And, you know, like,
wow.
I'm sure it would have been different had I been
Tell us about that connection that you have with my big brother from Rhode Island, DJ Finesse.
Oh, yeah. That he's sick, too. You know, we used to be in the same club. Around the time I was leaving, he was coming in Jovan's motorcycle. And he was, I actually did not know he was my cousin until right before I moved to Atlanta.
Oh,
I know we're like probably like third or fourth cousins, something like that. And he was more familiar with my brother, who was also a DJ, than I was. And, you know, I'm just really proud of him. I'm glad that he's gone as far as he's gone and done the things that he's done. But he's a really cool kid, real cool.
That's what's up. So,
funny face if he's listening. What's up? He's gonna kill me. Don't kill me for that one. we called him Funny Face. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's my big bro, man. For real, man. Shout out to DJ Finesse for real, man.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm definitely, you know, proud of you. You know what I'm saying? And everything you're doing, you know, as a female and everything. And we trying to get this stuff, you know, loaded up over here. So y'all can hear this.
I actually got a chance to watch.
Even if y'all here right now, y'all gonna hear it later on in the show. You know, y'all gonna hear that mix from DJ Ghost right now in a few minutes. You know what I mean? But Boo, you gonna stay on the line with us so I can go to a quick commercial?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what's up. Go to a quick commercial, we be right back. And we on Lush Radio Online. And we is getting it in all day, every day. I'm sitting here at Jay's with my homeboy, the one, the only, the legend, Busy B, live in the building. Over here getting that, you know what I'm saying, soft crab, soft shell crab and all that jazz.
Ooh,
on, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go to a quick commercial, you know what I'm saying, for the people. We're going to holler back, pimpin'.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com.
TripleplatinumUnderground.com.
Every Friday at 11 p.m.
and every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
To call into the station, dial 64671.
Twitter.
Twitter.com/YAGOYGLACKIFE.
Your boy Black Ice on Twitter. Follow me.
Ill-Fitted Authentic Apparel is the hottest urban clothing line to hit the fashion market this season.
As one of the leading fashion brands in the apparel industry, they promise consumers that
Ill-Fit has developed an alluring line of clothes with comfort as well as contemporary urban feel,
including some of this year's hottest trends. Shirts, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, track jackets, jeans, and shorts.
For more information, call 754-422-3065. Again, that's 754-422-3065 or visit illfit.net or at myspace.com/illfit. It's not just the clothes, it's the fit.
You know, it's your boy Rent a Seat.
This your boy Warren G.
It's your boy Black Ice and the host of the YBBI show on 187 Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I always rock with my girl Lushy Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, man. We're getting in all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all, let's see Lush live in the building, broadcasting live from Jay's. We're in that soft shell crabbing, that sushi, and you already know what it is, man. Blue motorcycle, we in the building. I'm talking to the one, the only DJ Ghost, sitting here live with, you know what I'm saying, the world renowned, the world famous, the one, the only Fizzy B live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My homeboy, my brother from another mother, Claire. He is getting in. Somebody go to the phone line.
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, what you over there? What you getting? Groceries or something? What's going on over there, Claire?
Actually, the sky just opened up in Atlanta. It's like somebody just took a bucket and turned it upside down. It is pouring out here.
What's the weather like living out there in ATL, Claire?
Say again?
What's the weather looking like out there in ATL?
It was nice a minute ago, but boy, is it coming down. It is pouring rain. Yeah, we got, like, rivers over here in the street. we had the kids in the car. We were about to go downtown, but I guess we're going to go to eat ourselves now and go get something to eat.
What's up, man? Dogs out there, huh, Claire?
Yeah.
Whoa. Catch the dogs. It's raining.
I was out there with y'all. You sound like you're having a nice little meal over there. They don't have good seafood in Atlanta. Sorry, Atlanta people, but I'm from Rhode Island. I can't deal with this frozen seafood, man. I miss that stuff.
Tell us where the hot spots at out there in ATL for people, you know what I'm saying, they come out there, you know, they want to check you. Where's some of the spots, you know, we can check and see you, you know, performing at, Claire?
Well, coming up July 9th, I'm going to be at MJQ. That's a very hard place to get into. He's the DJ Majestic who got me into that. So they're all female retreat. Normally what I do around here is I like the out-of-the-way spot, so you might catch me at a patchy cafe. You know, the little, I call them hole-in-the-wall places, but I think those are where you find real hip-hoppers who are really into the music, you know, because a lot of people are under the impression that Atlanta is just a snap, you know, Soulja Boy stuff, and it's not. We have a deep pocket of people who are into true underground, you know, or not even underground, into true hip hop. I don't even want to call it underground because it's not that. Hello?
I'm sitting here drinking this sake, girl, man. Drinking this sake. I don't got the money. Over here, you know, digging in the scene, man. And I'm proud that, you know what I'm saying, you're doing your thing out there in ATL, man.
Yes, yes. So I'm mostly into my radio show now. I don't do too much in the club as much as I used to.
That's what's up, man. What do you see? Oh, before you know what I'm saying, I go into anything else, tell the people where they can check you out, you know, and hit you up and everything like that, DJ Ghost.
Okay. My show is The Ladies Room. Carried over from Rhode Island. I had it in Rhode Island on WJMF. Well, now I have it here on DIRadiocast.com. Comes on every Tuesday. It's on all day. On demand, you just press it, comes on when you're ready. Basically what I do is we try to uplift all the women in the game, but pretty much the independent artists is who we're trying to give shine to, male, female, Martian, whatever. As long as it's good, we'll play it, and, you know, because that's what it's about.
And that's real talk right there, man. I mean, I definitely support everything that you're doing. How is it hard juggling being a mom and DJing?
Oh, boy. It's tough. It's really tough, you know, especially because I have a 5-year-old and a 16-year-old. Giving away my age, I know, but It's hard a lot of times because sometimes the chicks don't want you to leave. And it's different for the guys, a lot of the guys. I don't know too many who are single dads leaving. I got to leave my kids a lot. Or I have to give up a gig because I need to be home with them. I know I've been offered a lot of overseas trips, and I can't take them because I have to be away from them for too long. And I can't take them with me because they're given with the economy was that kind of stopped people from having money to pay for my nanny too. So yeah, so it makes it a little difficult when you have kids. But you know, with the right support system, which I have, you know, I have a lot of people who are behind me and they're doing what I do, so they're helping me out. It's not too bad, but it's very difficult. I know I almost lost custody over it at one point of my youngest, because it's really difficult to get a judge to understand that you're not bringing your kid around a bad element, you know, or that, you know, they hear a club and they hear hip-hop and they immediately think the worst. And, I can't blame her father. He's trying his best to get the custody, so he played that to the hilt. So, you know, it's hard to juggle both, but it can be done.
And that's real tough. My daughter was like, she wrote something that
yeah.
And my daughter, she wrote, "My mom stays up late at night to do her show." And I was like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, wow, man, these kids, man, they are future, man. You know what I'm saying? They're what we live for. That people don't understand, man. Women have it the hardest because we got that nurturing and that emotional attachment with our children, you know?
Exactly. And it's hard to get people to understand it because they just see you out at a club. And even though you're working, even though I'm a DJ, it's like, oh, she got a nerve being out at the club and she got kids. And okay, well, if I was a doctor or if I was a lawyer and I had to work long hours, nobody's saying anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it shouldn't be any different. You know, I'm working on a craft. I'm really good at it, and I don't think I should have to give it up, you know, to be a mom. I'm a mom all day. You know, my kids love going out, and you know how kids are. They see a celebrity. They know you can go talk to a celebrity. They're all for it. So, the kids get to travel. It's one of the best jobs you can have. They go to bed, I go to work. By the time they wake up, I'm home. You know, so they barely even know I was gone.
You know, that's definitely, you know, a blessing and everything.
Right.
That's definitely a blessing, you know what I'm saying,
that your kids, you know, are understanding. I know sometimes my daughter, she like, "Mommy, why you always sit on the radio?" I was like, "You want me to stop?" She said, "No." So, you know, but, you know, it's hard sometimes. I love my daughter and everything. And it's definitely, you know, it's hard sometimes, but, you know, now they're getting hype in the club. They want to crank the damn music up while I'm on the damn phone.
Yeah.
You know, but the last thing I want to ask you, man, if you could give any of these young ladies that's trying to get in the game any kind of advice, what would it be?
The first thing I would tell you is get thick skin. You have to get thick skin. You got to know how to play a game. You have to not be rattled by the people around you, be it the promoters, be it the other DJs, be it, I hate to say, the women in the game, because a lot of times I will be DJing and I will have, I mean, a whole bunch of women just come in and mean nothing. And it's like, you don't have to do that. I'm not up there trying to get you, man. I'm not trying to, I'm just working. I want you to have a good time. Like, you have to learn how to just kind of be gracious. Have a thick skin. Just let stuff roll off your back. And just like, you know, you said, women have to work twice as hard and be twice as good as the man to get recognized. So, you know, I see nothing wrong with us being proud. You can't go out there and expect somebody to give it to you and then expect people to respect you after. And I know I have a lot of respect because, the first crew I got into was a Tastemaker Atlanta DJ crew, and the first thing they asked me is, "Who carries your crate?" I was like, I carry my crates. What are you talking about? And they was like, all right, she's in. Because I'm like, I hook up my own equipment. I know how to troubleshoot my stuff. I know what I need. I know what I don't need. I know, you know, how to do my own. I don't have to rely on anybody. Nobody tells me what to play. Nobody tells me what to do. And because of that, I know I get a respect from everybody that I meet. They know I'm serious about what I'm doing.
And that's real talk right there. Girl, I support you. I love you. I know you guys, you know, do your mother thing with the kids, man. We want to thank you so much for blessing us. And we're going to go on your mix in a few, man. We just want to thank you, man, for definitely coming through and showing us that love. Once again, tell them where they can check you out, boo.
www.diradiocast.com. I'm also on Podomatic.com for the archive shows. And mixers and things of that nature. And you know, you're doing it big too. I give you a lot of respect. I'm glad to have met you at Core DJs. It was great meeting you. Very much.
Yes, Steph, what's up? Mad love to you, man. I love you, girl, man. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let's Radio Online, DJ Ghost, man. You know what it is, man. We love you, girl. I'm going to hit you on the flip side, all right, boo?
All right, we love you, too.
That's what it is, man. DJ Ghost live in the building. Let's Radio Online, man. I get tore up on the city lights, baby.
Southern Cali, it never rain. Then I ain't playing games with you, so get it right. And I get
toe up under city life.
But I hit the switch, you see my left seat stuck in stitch. Texas nigga, we getting rich. Fuck, I hate him, ain't fuck a stitch. G-Code nigga, we don't love the po-po. No more swag, ain't pass the dough, no. We keep it super tight like that Soho. I'm about my dough-ho, so don't play with my bread, man. I be trying to stop the violence nowadays, so instead I'm popping the trunk and grabbing that chopper, putting that K to your head. I'd rather be laying up in the bed with your baby and make they getting hit. Yeah, my Cadillac car is candy painted, dripping like burning dick. My steering wheel is wood grain, I grip it and turn it quick. I'm riding bold, black with yellow stripes like a dealer. And as far as the rims go, I'm an 84 wheeler. A slab peeler when I mesh out in the caddy, leaning back up on the leather, man, and smoking on the baddie. Bitch, you GK for life, if you ain't know, you better get it right.
Why?
Diamonds on my neck, got Patron in my cup. If you want it, come and get it, shorty. I don't give a fuck. See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid. I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate. Shorty, DJ, play my shit. Club music shit. My girls wanna freak it back. All up on my dick. I'll be a song tonight. Trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown ass man, so shorty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm the shit. Yeah, I'm the shit.
Mr. West.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's in the building lit. Everybody know I got the world in my hand and I ain't finna let it go. Is that your girlfriend? I really like her. I'm talking only for a night. I wouldn't wipe her. I got them Yeezys on my feet. I got them Louis in the stove. And I dropped another album. So we finished up the show. And it's still top 10 about 15 weeks later. So that's a middle finger for you 808 haters. I'm the shit. I'm finished this.
Morning, I look at you and smile before you change.
Radio, sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again. You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them. This is not to get confused. You.
Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I can spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every
get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say, you the fucking.
No, you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I be over there, shout it, I be over there. I be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know is there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You can have my heart or we can share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Have a nigga thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest, I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with.
Cause baby, you my everything, you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes they never own it. I want this forever, I swear I could spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say, you the fucking best.
Sex, love, pain, baby, I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank disc. When my album drop, bitches will buy it for the picture. And niggas will buy it too and claim they got it for their sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initiate. She call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes but I can make your pussy whistle. It's like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who told you to put some jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is a crack spot. Every single show she out there rapping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your fucking bra strap pop. All up in your slot till a nigga hit the jackpot.
You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never own it. I want this forever, I swear I can spend whatever on it.
Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time.
I say, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
What's your girl, Lushy Lushman, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and we're down at SS in Baltimore, one of the hot spots in B-more right now. And I'm sitting here, yo, I just finished downing, you know what I'm saying, some soft shell crab. You know what I'm saying? I'm into exotic food. I ate me some calamari, all that, drinking that blue motorcycle. Y'all need to step up your game, man. I had me some sushi, too. We getting it in at SS down in B-more, man, right across the street, right up like two blocks away from Penn Station, man. It's crazy out here, man. This is how I do, always on the grind. I hope this is the one, the only Star Child live in the building. What's cracking, Mac?
Good. Cracking.
Mac and family, I got to give you some of Lush Radio. Welcome, family.
I appreciate you. What's going on here?
Ain't shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. You know what I mean? I'm glad you came through, you know what I'm saying? And definitely, you know what I'm saying, rock with us today, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting this music, man.
What's
you
up?
Know, I see you on Twitter, man. Tell the people what's your Twitter and who you following on Twitter, family.
You can catch me on actually, my Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I got a new Twitter thing on there. It's, you can find me under It's Star Child, you know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm following the one and only Lush, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online on there, so you can catch me on there. And, you know, I've just been doing my thing, you know? Just been trying to get my voice out there, get the music out there, and get the message out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all people out there, man, this dude right here is a diamond in the rough, man, real talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all don't know really, you know what I'm saying, what's really going on with this gem that is on the phone right now, man. This dude is a lyrical monster. I call him a revolutionary rapper, like, you know what I'm saying? He's like the new age Bob Marley with the unity and everything. Like, he can move nations, right? You know what I'm saying? His words like crazy right now. You know, he sings and raps like Drake, but he's just a totally different dude, man. Like, for real, you know what I'm saying? Star Child is like sick in the building, man. You know what I mean? And we rocking with Star Child, man. Star, we got caller live in the building. Caller, you're live in the building. Caller from 520, you're live in the building with Star Child and the one, the only Lush Radio Online. What's poppin'?
What's going on with you, Lushy Lush?
Ain't nothing much, man. What's crack-a-lackin', man? Who is family?
Oh, yo, this is DJ Doc Holiday, yo. You know, I'm checking in the building.
Doc, man, I ain't seen you in, like, you know what I'm saying, 50 million years, family. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talked to you in a minute, fam. But I'm glad you came through, man. Doc Holiday, one of the hottest DJs out here, you know, throwing out the hottest mixtapes in the building. You know what I'm saying? Executives, you know what I'm saying? You know, executive DJ stand up. You know what I'm saying? Phileas West stand up. My man is doing it real big for AZ right now, man. What's up, family?
You know, I had to get a chance to check in. You know, everything has been slowly but surely changing on my end, so I had to take a fall back and make some necessary adjustments so that way I can call into my girl's show, support the family.
I love Dr. Duff, man. This one of the finest DJs in the game, dog. For real. Hey, Doc, I got a gem right here. His name is Star Child right here. You know what I'm saying? This dude right here is a diamond in the rough. I'ma let you. Okay. Cool beans. Damn. I'm sitting in here at SS, you know what I'm saying, drinking that blue motorcycle, getting that soft crab in and that calamari. You know how we do with the exotic food in B-more, baby. You know how it is.
Hey, already know.
That's right. I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to play this joint right there he sent me right here, Doc. I want to hear your opinion on it because, you know what I'm saying, you definitely doing your thing. You know, this is a good DJ to know, you know, especially if you want to tap into the AZ market or worldwide. Your man is doing his thing. So I'm going to give you this joint right now, fam. And I want you to let me know what you think about it. Star Child. I got the continent on my back, man. People be saying they got the way. He got the whole continent, man. And like, he cut out like the whole continent of Africa and threw it on his back, man. Crazy. Right now, son. You know what I'm saying? Take this joint out here called Star Child. Wake up. Whole continent on my back, man. I got you, man. You already know what it is. Love.
Yes. An African rapper bringing a new flavor. Could you ever imagine? There goes the neighborhood. I bring lyrics that you're scared to read. For the mothers down in Africa that's fighting to feed about 3 or 4 children while trying to build them a place so they don't have to worry who's trying to kill them. You follow because you're scared to lead. Pray to fight against wrong for what's right because you're scared to bleed. Everything that I'm spitting is truth. Now the entertainers got more power than the president's do. Now it's evident the message isn't getting to you. But when the message was your heaven, what you ready to do? It's the lion of the desert, hope you're ready for truth. That's what happens every time I simply step in the booth. Because I'm spitting for my people, for the old and the youth. And I'm the sickest rapper spitting, I'ma show you the proof. Mixing in a couple nouns to make a lyrical soup. Throwing in a couple verbs and turning into a stew. Star, don't you hate it when niggas pretend to be you? Yeah, but I'ma keep on doing what they pretending to do. Let's go. This goes out to all the haters. That's right. I'ma show them why I'm the greatest. Let's get it. Turn it up when you bout to play this. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. Yeah, like the signs of DC. Let's go. My people, it's time to get free. Let's get none of these niggas is rhyming like me. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. I'm that guy, they sent to ask why. You let niggas give you psychological black guys. Shouldn't spit the truth, no, they say it's a bad time. They think you're trying to make the victim look like the bad guy.
They use the press to make it look like he's the criminal and they're the victim. This is how they do it. And if you study how they do it here, then you'll know how they do it over here. It's the same game going all the time. And if you and I don't awaken and see what this man is doing to us, then
be too late. They may have the gas ovens already built before you realize that they are hot.
Tell them, Malcolm, I'll demonstrate. I get busy like a mall on Christmas Day. To men like him, too, I give my thanks. They've made Star Shell what he is today. Because I'm representing all of y'all. Because I get up in a grill like armor raw. Now they want us all gone while they fight for the power. Try to stop me, but I rose like a flower. Motherland's with me, not a click be in it. It's time to silence all the fricks and cynics. We emerge at the top when the shit be finished. So they know we won hours like 60 minutes. These niggas hate me because I'm confident and I'm black. And they know there's no stopping me on the track. I carry Africa, hear it in all my raps. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. This goes out to all the haters. That's right, I'ma show them why I'm the greatest. Let's get it. Turn it up when you bout to play this. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back. Yeah, light will shine for you to see. Let's go, my people, it's time to get free. Let's get it. None of these niggas is rhyming like me. Nigga, wake up, I got the continent on my back.
Yo, you can't tell me that that joint wasn't crazy right there, son. We going back to the phone lines, man. We going back to the phone lines, man. We going back to the phone lines. You know what I'm saying? We going back to the phone lines, man. Doc, tell me what you think about that, homeboy.
Man, that's authentic hip-hop right there, you know. You can't get no finer than I'm telling people nowadays, man. I keep trying to tell these cats the 90s is coming back to the table, man. I'm excited.
Most definitely.
That joint is crazy. It's on fire, man. I love it.
That's what's up. I'm glad you're feeling that.
That's what it is, man. And if y'all want to check that, man, it's coming out on a new mixtape, Lush Radio, you know, hosted by DJ Hustle. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have features, you know what I'm saying? Like Chubby Chub Rock on there, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We're getting it in. We're going to have a couple of cats on there doing a 1-2, man. You want to submit your music. We've only got 5 more slots left, you know what I'm saying? Submit it to lustradiomixtapes@gmail.com. It's 20 to get on, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you send them bangers, man, because if it's some garbage, we're throwing it in the garbage. You know what it is, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? We get it in. Star Child, the world-famous DJ Doc Holliday, AZ Stand Up, Worldwide Stand Up. We get it in, man. You got any questions for Star Child, Doc?
What other producers and artists are you trying to work with right now?
Really? Tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying? I'm really willing to work with anybody, but you know, of course the demographic of artists that I would like to, you know what I'm saying, that I would like to work with, or you know what I'm saying, people with a message, you know what I'm saying, people that are trying to convey some type of positive message, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not gonna front and make it like I don't listen to gangster rap, I don't listen to all that, but I feel like there needs to be a balance of both in the game, you know what I'm saying? There needs to be just as much socially conscious music out there as there is anything else out there, you know what I'm saying? I love, you know, I'm down with the party music and the gangster music and all that, but at the same time I feel like, you know, every facet of hip hop needs to be represented equally right now. So I feel like, you know, I feel like that's on the rise right now. I feel like I'm a part of that movement, and I feel like I'm willing to work with anybody who's a part of that.
Okay, that's cool. That's what's up, man. I appreciate that. So, is there anybody like major you trying to work with as far as artist wise you didn't got in contact with?
None that I've really gotten in contact with personally, but if I had the chance, you know, I'd love to work with Mos Def. I'd love to work with a Common, you know what I'm saying, with Lupe Fiasco, with those type of dudes. But on the other hand, you know what I'm saying, I'd be just as willing to work with a Lil Wayne. I'd be just as willing to work with a, you know what I'm saying, with Jay-Z or any of those dudes, you know. Either, you know, it's all good, you know what I mean, because they're all on a lyrical tip. I have respect for any artist, no matter what they talk about, as long as they have quality music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you though, you know what I'm saying? We are anti Lil Wayne. I'm sorry, bro.
Exactly.
I see.
Wayne has made a real big mistake when it gets to DJs, man.
Oh, did he really? Yeah, I wasn't even aware of that.
It was a big, huge controversy. You know, he started out talking trash about the DJs. Then, you know, a couple of cats on the bandwagon. Then they took their statement back. And then now I got the confirmation. His management is the one that's actually suing Drama.
Okay. I'll tell you. Well, I wasn't aware of that, but you know, when it comes down to it.
I still like Drake, though. Shout out to Drake, though. I still like you, dog. Go ahead, Degrassi. You go, Jimmy, in the world.
Drake. I don't know what planet he's from, but he's got a very well-rounded, respected craft, you know, because I don't know too many brothers that can sing and rap on the same song and it actually sounds like a good daggone song, you know what I mean? I got to give it up to him because he actually perfected it and it sounds good. So, yes, I got to give it up to Drake because You the Best is one of my jams right now, and I ain't going
to
even front.
He's doing his thing, definitely.
Y'all missed it because I just played that joint. You the You know how black people, they be trying to act like they know the whole song. They be mumbling, you the You know what I'm saying? Star Child is really doing his thing out here, man. And a lot of y'all don't know Star Child can sing, too. He can do a little harmony and do his little joint.
Yeah, I do my thing with the vocals. I blow a little bit.
You know we're going to put you on the spot, right? you know we're going to ask you to spit for us, right? Because you know it's Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday, and we getting it in and we wilding out. I'm on a blue motorcycle right now, hitting a little bit of Saki on it. Ohio got some muscle, right? Up in this joint, y'all.
I'm telling you. We can get it in. It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give us a couple of bars, baby.
All right. I get it in like. Star holds his heart in the land of the sand of the footprints where the prophets walk. So you know the game is a gamble unless you leave footprints on the prints of Jesus and Nazareth sandals. And Muhammad's, man, I'm flyer than the comet. My desire is like the fire from a dragon when he vomits. Mama told me, let him have his star. Let that metal come to you like a magnet star. Apologies. I know I take the bragging far. I make rappers take five like a wagon car. Plus the charm is known to cause physical harm, just like the arms of the Haitians they were forced to disarm. And I know we talk about how eating pork is a rhyme, yet we eat the bullshit that's been placed in our palms. Now, people tired of the lies or they want the truth. Star Child, give them all a dose like the number two. We both lying, but you lying about your message. You be lying about the truth, and I'm the lion of the desert. They get mad when they see them jewels be chunky. Rather treat us like animals and call us monkeys. Damn right. I'm a gorilla pounding the pavement. If you drive me bananas, I'ma have to go ape shit. So take this. You sell out frauds. The only mic they want to see me with a jailhouse guard. Cause I spread truth, spit bars of hope. But the truth is hard to handle like wet bars of soap. I'm surprised when they hear their homes Egyptian. Even more surprised when they see them stones be glistening.
Wow, Star Child. Wow. Hold on, Star Child. I got geese for that, Star Child. Star Child is in the building, man. This dude is a lyrical monster, man. I'm scared of you, man. I'm scared of you, bro. I got pity for that.
You get busy. You get busy.
That's what's up, man. Hey, Doc, man, I'm scared of this little dude right here, man. Star Child is only 21 years old, and he's from Egypt, dude. Egypt.
That's what's up. Yeah. I'm definitely loving that flow, man.
For real, man. Doc, you got some new for us? Tell us that new, man. What's going on, man, in the AZ world, man?
Man, you know, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we've been not in the scene too much. You know, we got a new DJs in the squad definitely holding us down. We got DJ 45 in Canada. We also got DJ Law from Canada. Just also picked DJ Smoke from Florida. You know, we working on some things also as well. We got the website up, the Executive Squad website. So you can go to www.executivesquaddjs.ning.com
it's looking a little rough right now. Everything up running official. We definitely wanted to go ahead and blast that out. My man 4-5 is dropping mixtapes every week. The boy is a beast. He's getting better every mixtape. He just released Knockout Kings, the Grand Hustle Edition. You know what I'm saying? Definitely check out the website for that. So I've been falling back on the mixtapes myself because I've been trying to get a lot of business and stuff off. And, you know, we're working on the Knights of the Round Table. I'm having to take my time on this one, so I do apologize for anybody that sent in any tracks, because right now we only got one track, and that was from Young Soldier that we definitely going to put on there. But, you know, people, you know, I'm trying to make sure that I pick out the right tracks for these MCs. Make sure you look out for Stuck Up Jackson coming soon. That's my boy right there. That's my artist. You know, we got a lot of things we do a lot, so I just wanted to touch base on just a few things, because, I mean, I can sit here and talk forever on everything, but...
Hey, son, I'm going to send you that 20 for Star Child, man, and we're going to have Star Child in that mixtape, dude. ASAP.
Yeah, definitely. That's just bear with me, y'all, because, like I said, I'm working on 12 original tracks with random different people. I got a track right now that I'm actually really, really proud of. Or actually, I'm proud of all of them. But I'm working on the all-female battle track as we speak. You know what I'm saying? I
throw
some up late because I've been waiting to see a battle song from the ladies. Not no, you know, don't get me wrong. It's been done from, you know, the Queen Latifah to, you know, the MC Lights and stuff like that. I really appreciate that. But I wanted to hear some straight up, you know, beat to head to the pavement type lyrics from the ladies like we always do from the fellas. So put it together. I got so...
When you gonna do that, fam?
Cause I got Madam Madonna. I'ma send her your way too, man. It's over, man. Let me know what's cracking, fam. We got you 5,000 times, fam. Yeah, I send the track over to you in the next few minutes. I'm on to the crib right now. I'ma send it directly over to you. Whoever you wanna have spit on it so far, I got Red Escobar out of Boston. Out of the D.C. area, I think. I'm not sure. He's a Baltimore, D.C. area. That's another artist, female artist I'm exclusively working with. We also got Tam Tam, X-Squad DJ from the hook, and she got a little verse on there, too.
What it is, man. You know what I'm saying? For all them female DJs, all them female artists out there, man, this is a hot track to get on, man. Doc ain't playing. We giving you nothing but ear crack and fire, baby. On that note, too, we got another caller live on the building. It's Follow Fridays, Freestyle Fridays. We got the one and only Star Child in the building and Doc Holiday. Yeah. Caller from the 1-8-8-1-8-818. You're live in the building. What's cracking like a family?
Yeah, yeah, 1-2 in the place to be. Big shouts, Doc Holiday. What's going on with y'all, Lady Lush? This is DJ Ice. We always represent the West for you.
What's up, Ice, man? But the homie, Busy B, the Chief Father, was just in here, man. We was eating this calamari, man. You know what I'm saying? I was chopping up with family about some business.
Yeah, he told me to give you a ring. He told me to give you a holler.
That's what's up, man. Shout out Busy B. You know what I'm saying? Busy B Enterprises, man. DJ Ice from California. Definitely representing hard, bringing me Medusa out here the other day, man. We getting it in all every day. DJ Ice, Medusa District, you know what I'm saying? The Miracle Mile. You know what I'm saying? It's all over the place. Google it. You already know what's crack-lacking, family.
You know what it is.
What's going on? Hey, Ice.
Yo, what's up, Holiday? You know this. DJ Ice, we out here chilling. The Lakers is going to take it down. We got one more to go, y'all.
Baby, keep it in the West.
That's what it is, man. For real, man. We is getting it in all day, man. I got this crazy topic to ask y'all, man. Because yesterday we was talking about AIDS and STDs, and we was getting, like, real serious and all that, right? I got a crazy topic for y'all, man. Tell me. You don't have to mention no names. Just tell us the scenario. Have you ever been in a situation when you was about to do the do-do, the bra was smelling like some pool court basketball and some fish and chips?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's where you skip sideways to the left and keep yourself walking out the door.
Sir, that's safe for Chloe before she gets, you know what I'm saying, completely undressed. Like, hold on, wait a minute. You do a sobriety test down there, mama. We need to make sure you all kosher.
Hell no.
I mean, it's like it don't have to be like now. Like, yeah, when y'all was younger, you know what I'm saying? You know, shorty was fun. I mean, talk about shorty was banging, all that. You know what I'm saying? Looking good. But, yo, for some reason, you ain't smelling when you first got with shorty. You like, shorty smell all right, right? Shorty pulled down the joint, and you was like, wow, who in the hell left the gate open? What's with you?
No, fortunately, I never had to deal with an experience like that. You know what I'm saying?
But, well, like the Yellow Pages, I let my fingers do the walking.
Right.
I'll tell you.
Oh, man. Come on. Yeah, I ain't never had a situation where the joint was kind of funky.
I mean, I ran into it, but I ran away from it at the same time as fast as I could.
We want to hear the story. So tell us the story. You don't have to mention no names, but just tell us the story.
It was back in high school, man. I was really feeling this particular individual at the time, and, man, you know, back in the day, you know, to a certain extent, you know, I was out in VA, man. Just can't do what you do, you know what I'm saying, all the time because of the simple fact they make you put in some serious work. So, you know, I'm putting in my work, handling my business, making sure everything is good and coached on my end. And we started messing around one day at the crib. Moms was gone, so, you know, I had everything up and running real kosher and real big. So I'm about to and, you know, I get ready to go down and really, you know what I'm saying, get it in because I was getting ready to, you know what I'm saying, get a shorty the business because I was putting in some work. So I'm like, I'm about to earn my title, about to be her man, you know. I get down to the Lungio Snapper. I'm like, oh, hold on, wait a minute. This don't smell like what it's supposed to smell like. You know what I'm saying?
Have a rude awakening.
And they tell her, like,
a rude awakening.
I had to make up excuse, like, mom calling me or something. I got to go.
Oh, man. Let me tell y'all a story about my homeboy, right? I was in college, man. My homeboy called me up because, you know what I'm saying, I always hang with my homeboys. They always tell me about the bras they smashing and this, that, and third, right?
Right.
So my homeboy, right, you know what I'm saying, he really in the, you know what I'm saying, big knockers and all that, right? So shorty had big knockers. And all that. She all right, he said, you know what I'm saying? So she giving him the dome face, right? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And he ain't, you know what I'm saying? He ain't smelling nothing, right? You know what I'm saying? Shorty laid back, pulled the underwears off. He said, man, that joint smelled like some Old Bay and catfish and all that and straight up doo doo. He said, man, he had to turn it. He told him, bro, get the hell out of my house.
Damn.
That's crazy.
That is not a good look.
That's crazy.
Man, all I got to say is soap and water, man.
Massive, soap and water, man.
It's sometimes it's free, too, man. Soap and water.
I don't understand why people let themselves get caught like that, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it fresh 24/7, 365. You ain't got to worry about nothing like that happening, man. I don't know why they be slipping, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's a part of it. Ain't that a part of the feminine daily hygiene? You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. You supposed to complain anyway.
Yeah, you know, they complain about us not being so fresh, but I'm like, hold on, wait a minute, time out. What about you, boo-boo? You know what I'm saying? I didn't ask for no strange smell with my fish today. I didn't ask for that, you know?
Hey, that's real talk, though. You know what I'm saying? When you go to the restaurant, I ain't even going to eat no fish to be smelling super fishy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Right. That's when you know it's not for you. You need
exactly.
And it's not FDA approved. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. We need to call out and expect the 00 for this one because I don't know about
great,
that.
Eh?
Exactly.
So what, man? So the next question I got to ask for you fellas out there, man, what is your absolutely top five sexual turn-offs?
Bad breath. Bad breath. That's number one. You can go ahead and skip to number one. Bad breath is like, man, I can't deal with that, man.
I mean, I'm going to
go. I don't know what it is. It's just, I can't take it. You can't
go
walking around with
your girl, right? And y'all waking up early in the morning. You know, you got that sour, stinky dragon, bro. How you get, you know what I'm saying? Give me a kiss, baby.
Oh,
wow.
Man, it's simple. It's like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't brush our teeth. You know what I'm saying? We might be out. You know what I'm saying? But at least pick up some gum or something. You know what I'm saying? Do something. Like, just keep it fresh, man. You know? I can't deal with that. I can't deal with the bad breath. That's just not, that's not, it's not going down like that.
I second that. The bad breath is definitely on the tops. But you have to think about it. When the female comes out and her piss is wet, man.
Oh, God.
She got the armpits wet, and I might have to shy away real quick.
Definitely.
That was yesterday, Mom. That was yesterday's show.
Right.
Definitely no hairy armpits either. No hairy armpits.
We on Freestyle Fridays.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, man, honestly, my big number one thing right now is bad attitude, man.
Yeah,
you know,
real
man,
talk, real
team
talk,
mm-hmm.
real talk.
You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Real.
Because you can be fine as I don't know what, we don't know really what time it is or whatever, and we step up to you, and then all of a sudden your face all frowned up like something, that, you know what I'm saying, you done smelled something, a little foul around you. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I ain't even said two words to you, shorty. Metal on. I ain't even try to dance with you. I just said, how you doing? All of a sudden, your face brown all up and whatnot. I'm like, I'm not your baby daddy. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Do you need a hug or something? Let's talk about it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? You want to almost stand there and have a sermon on her. Just be like, yo. Because I had before. Okay, I got an example. And if you don't mind me giving this story out, Les, I got a quick story for you. I was out at the club one night. I was hanging out with my mans and them. And, you know, it is what it is. But I seen these two lovely ladies, and I just happened to just say hi to them. They automatically thought I was trying to holler at them. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I mean, you, first of all, I had to set her straight, Lush. I was like, first of all, Ma, you was in my mouth since the time I came in the building, okay? All I said was, how you doing? I was walking past you. I was trying to be respectful. Then she goes all off, well, you two sign men and blah, blah, y'all just hump any other thing. I'm like, hold on, wait a minute. I went back to the first part of the conversation and said, Ma, I was never trying to holler at you. And then she was like, well, that's okay. We lesbians anyway. I was like, okay, and? Like, that's supposed to do
me any
good.
That's awfully off subject, ain't it?
Nah, it goes right back to the attitude thing because of the simple fact that I wasn't even trying to holler. Like, hold on, wait a minute. How you gonna have an attitude with me when I wasn't even trying to holler at you, shorty? Calm
That's
down.
Real. That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Oh, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
that's
bad
what
attitude.
I'm talking, man. Bad attitudes, man.
Bad
attitudes. And the last thing I want to ask y'all guys while you're on the phone, man, before we get into this new music, Make It or Break It, you know what I'm saying, segment. What is the one thing, right, like, when you, like, that, the thing that's going to make Mr. Johnson, like, just go totally dead, you know what I'm saying, when she does one thing and you get in your groove and she just says the wrong thing, what is it?
there's a lot of shit they can say that I really, you know what I'm saying, that kill the mood. I got, you know, I have to think about that.
Yeah, that would take a little bit more thinking to do.
I'm sorry, say it again, Ma. I lost you.
I said, you know, when you're doing the do and she turns around and says the wrong thing and she makes Mr. Thompson go go limp noodle. What is that she says?
Oh, I got one. I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's a bad one right there. You know, it's just time to just go close up shop.
Right, exactly.
Close up shop. You know what I'm saying? If the girl ain't feeling it and you ain't feeling it, it's time to just close up shop. Keep it moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Probably, you know what, now that I think about it, if they ask you what time it is, then it's definitely time to roll out. If they worried about the time and they ain't worried about what's going on right then and there, then it's probably
right.
They probably ain't feeling it.
Right.
Turn around like, what time is it? It's time to go.
Oh, man. That's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? That's some real talk, man. We're going to come back, you know, in the field. This segment right here is sponsored by Diverse Media Group, LLC, and Strictly Bond One, man. This segment right here is called Make It or Break It. You know what I'm saying? If you're feeling it, then it makes it. If you're not feeling it and it stink like doo-doo, then you break it.
You know what time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
You already know what it is, man. We got that joint right there from Medusa off of Wilson District right here. I want y'all to check it out and tell me what you think. Should you think, do you? Should we make it or should we break it? You know what I'm saying? This one right here is called Get Up. True lyrical female, definitely doing that one too, man. Ice, you can tell us more about it.
Oh, this is the new track by Medusa, the lead single off the Miracle Mile Volume 1, featuring Ariano and LMNO, produced by my man LD. Let me know, y'all, we should make it or break it, because this is a real deal right here. Get up, Medusa.
That's what it is.
I don't want your soul, but if you feel you must, then you should talk my next album. Then I'ma get a crackhead summer to give mothers and fathers back to their children. That'll give the world a future of different R. Kelly or hip-hop or suture. I'm a scalpel, happy surgeon, still cutting out the losers, a trendsetter bruiser. Cause I can't be set in a trend. I got a fear of blending in. So I'ma keep smudging my spit and dipping my pen to the DJ pumping.
Get up and do your thing.
West Coast
crimes are doing it. Get up and do your thing.
Give up the check, interruptions running like cool.
I'm waiting. Get up and do your thing.
West Coast flow is
doing it.
Get up and do your thing. Give up the check, interruptions running like cool. Hey, yo, party people in the place tonight. Put down the stress, put up your light. Party people in the place tonight. No more dark, we bring in the light. My heart beats the beat of another rhythm. I don't battle them seeds. I let the drummer hit them. Split them numb, the bass drum kicking. You're shooting blanks, the target you're missing. You were wishing for the best, well here we are. The firing, the sirens, the firing squad. Rhymes give life like a breath of fresh air. If you're gonna step, be at your best and prepared. No regrets, no wishes at all. No disses, rather hit a slipping ball. This is for every color, we on some other-ish. For the haters and the lovers.
Get up and do your thing.
West Coast crimes
are doing it. Get up.
They ran over the tripwire.
With the trick of words, they spit fire. The whole world is flammable, going up in smoke. The technique is pyroglyphic. Sifting, get the specific ingredient. It's made to order, plus we deliver it immediate service. Filthy equivalent, inspired by the most magnificent. Major with it, by now they're just plagiaristic. A duplicate, it's all showmanship. The stage is set, can't replace the number now. They make it look easy, they always wonder how they do their thing so swiftly from SoCal. It's so infectious, they can't reject this. It's nothing but dots, gotta connect it and stay unchanged, no matter who's elected.
Get up and do your thing.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she's on LushRadioOnline.com.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and I make my fuck, or I eat beans and sometimes do. But I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
That's what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. It's Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday. We're live in the building with the one and only Star Child, along with the one and only DJ Ice, representing Cali, Dizzy B, the Chief Rockers official DJ, Miracle Mile. You already know what it is. In stores, all over there, digitally. Go get it. Google it. I'm sitting here at SS over here drinking my blue motorcycle and getting exotic right now, son. You know what I'm saying? So the deal is make it or break it. Start out. What you think about that joint? Should it make it or should we break it?
I say make it. I say make it. It's hot. High, you know what I'm saying? It's got,
you
got a little chorus on there. The lyrical content is on point. The beat is tight. I'm feeling it. I like it. So go ahead and make that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You can call in right now at 347-826-7722 and tell us what you think about Get Up. I got a new joint from Chubb Rock and Wordsmith. Wordsmith, Baltimore's own Wordsmith. Let us know what you're feeling about this joint. This one right here, you know what I'm saying, is with Chubb Rock and Wordsmith. They're dropping the album July the 13th. The album comes out, Bridging the Gap, man. Shout out to Chubb Rock. That's my homeboy. He gets it in, man. You know we have love for the OGs on Lush Radio Online, man. I want y'all to let me know if we should make this or break this. So we got to play this right now, and we want your opinions. Call in at 347-826-7722. Chubb Rock and Wordsmith.
Oh, family, come. We're gonna do it, baby. For the grown. Classic flavors, baby. Rock. Let me go smoke, though. Hey, I'm in the club like this. I'm a fan of Ludo, but I don't drink
Chris, I don't drink Remy, or Henny, or even Patron. Don P, A for me, I just sleep it alone. I'm playing sober, crushed ice, clear soda. I see models up in here looking for coca. I see Rihanna, bunnies, whining to soak up. Hard rock gangsters playing the corners with toasters. I'm old school, cause else bless my temple, no mistakes, pen rider. I don't use pencils, I don't run deep, baby. Me and the bastards, we don't use irons, linen. We crush up the fabrics, or the soft wallabies, mendo with sandals. Play things straight, don't use angles, nah, forget it. Don't even sweat it like jump, jump, get it, hold up, wait a minute.
Let me get in my zone. I don't need a little shot of Patron, a beat to the dome. Here a joint, you can jam in a jukebox. Go to your pro tier joints, pick a pop lock. We the host of call to get a crackin' in a hand saw package. You can jerk a reaction. Two step in a rock, have a good time. Dance in a roll like a soul train line. Let us blow your mind, tonight you're gonna shine. Sublime, your side is out of line. Let us open the floor for all divas. Due to black Venus, disco, the fever. Request it, it's fit for your type. Shelby still treat him right. It's rockin' word, you know it's not you. Come party with us, the old two new.
That's right, y'all, come on. See, we bridging that gap. It's Shuff Rock and your man Wordsmith. Let's take it to the hook now.
Everybody wanna party with me. Wanna party with Rock, go to MIC. Here we go. Let's party away, take a break and play. Everybody say, hey, hey. Let me spark the speakers, put a twitch in the sweetest block party heater. Get pumped to the break of the drums, go nuts, start yelling at the top of your lungs. Get busy and belts and go and cut loose. Get a little pep in the step, a swig of the juice. Get the party popping and get your leader popping and get your body rocking. No stop.
Let's get your, come on.
Yeah.
See, something like this, you get a nice.
Make it or break it section right there. You know, like I said, it's sponsored by Diverse Media Group along with Strictly Bump One and Ruly.com, man. You know what I'm saying? That one right there was from Wordsmith and Chubb Rock. Starchild, how you feel about that? Make it or break it?
Really, tell you the truth, I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's authentic hip-hop, plus, you know, that's that feel-good music. You know what I'm saying? Nice, you know what I'm saying? That's a nice little joint right there. I'm feeling that. I like that. Go ahead and make that. You know what I'm saying?
As a DJ, how you feel about that?
I like the beat at first. And then it got too melodic for me. And it's kind of cheesy in some aspects, but I dug it. It was all right. I mean, you know, it's good to hear Chubb coming back. And, you know, Wordsmith, you know, he comes with it, man. He always keeps coming with something more, something new, and he keeps coming with it. So I mean, I have to make it.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's the feedback we need right here. You know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio. We got another joint right here. We got another up and coming artist. They're called ISR, and it's called No More. They call it ISR and it's called No More. We want your feedback on it. Call in at 347-826-7722. Make it or break it. No More, ISR, representing New York, Queens. Holla.
Hey, I ain't got a question, but where's the dudes?
Chicks like you always got dudes around.
Who took the night off?
We're on the search for the cubes. And heaven knows we got to be those dudes. But up top, it's city semi-hot. ISR took the village of his little night spot. Before the anarchy, it used to be a nice spot. A few women made it suitable to rock. He said she knew the coordinates to the kills. That she screams out, she's in a really good mood. I figured that we lounge a little, maybe even bound a little. Search the grounds that they hide and then we find it. The guys look at the diamonds, whole life's the sirens. Jails to confinement, giving some realignment. This is the mission, but it says she knows a few positions. They made her way down the hallway, her foreplay. The shorty might be double spy, had raps and thongs. They think that we don't know what's really going on.
I've been hurt before, I don't want no more.
Love, we're not living in
heaven.
Come on, love, what if you achieve? Come on, love, we're not living in
heaven.
Come on, love, what do you believe?
Give out the word, through speakers is heard. We speed up the curve, through the streets they emerge. Who's out for the cue, rolls out corner view. Two beautiful ladies by the train station. Come through to say baby highs, they make conversation. They tell me to yawn and waiting, armed and dangerous. On each corner waiting, high your pepper on an angel dust. Sniper rifle aimed at us. Corrupt cops that await with cuffs. Her name is Lady Luck, the other staying shut. Got an eye on Silver, on the other side, he grill her. She said she can hide us out, taking the ease to an outer route. In Queens, skip the scene in the club, got a crew of women lounging out. Pool tables, pools, and yeah, yo. Ask if I want a drink, I say no. I'm on a mission.
I've been hurt before, I don't want no more.
Love, we're not living in
heaven.
Come on, love, what if you achieve? Come on, love, we're not living in
heaven.
Come on, love, what do you believe? She took me in the liquor room, handed me some Babbage Boom, and turns around and pulls the old school Rubik's Cube, misery loves company. And if I was a transformer, I'd probably be that new school bumblebee. Rumble don't stumble, whole roll like tumbleweed. The easy jokes these women would not see. I've been on point to check out my melody. They don't want me to react, commit a felony.
Can it be that she's got another identity? Feel trouble with the couple cause of the Hennessy. Deadly entities in the melody, get the sheet. Like the entrancy, they try to edit me. Come to see this be the enemy, sensing me, try to strip me, get my energy. She was an agent from the embassy. Put out a gun and separate. Remember me? Yeah, I remember you. What you gonna do with that?
Not a damn thing.
I've been hurt before, I don't want no more.
Love, we're not living in
heaven.
Come on, love, what have you achieved? Come on, love, we're not living in
heaven.
Come on, love, what do you believe?
How'd you hear about us?
You know how it is. Word gets around.
Well, yeah, I guess we are pretty well known.
You know what time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
Y'all know what it is right there, man. That was ISR representing from Queens, New York. Fellas, tell me, should it make it? Or should we just say it stink like doo-doo? Tata, how you feel about it?
It was different. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like my man was talking about earlier. He was talking about, you know what I'm saying, the 90s is coming back. That's the sound, you know what I'm saying? That sound real, you know what I'm saying, with the soul sample and with the style of flow, especially my man at the beginning. He, you know what I'm saying, he was killing it with, like, the... It was like that 90s flow. I'm feeling it. I like it. It's just different. You know what I'm saying? It takes a little getting used to, but I like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely like the beat. You know what I'm saying? I like the little soul sample and all that. And you know what I'm saying? Their flows was tight. I like it. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I say make it.
All right. How you feel about it, homie?
I like that flavor. And I like homie who's singing on that, the hook. The hook is what's really getting me. I like the vocals on the hook when he's singing on that. This just reminds me of some down south soul.
Sleepy Brown.
Sleepy Brown. Yeah, it reminds me of him a lot of that.
Yeah,
a lot of that Outkast
yeah.
feel too, and I like that. That keeps me up and at him.
Yeah.
That's what's up. We got another thing. This is Bird Game. Baltimore's own NOE, that new ish. This is called Gladiator. This is new joint right now. I want y'all to call in and let us know if you're going to make it or break it. 347-826-7722. Make it.
Drop that one on them.
This is that new NOE. No. Know the name, know the difference. You already know what it is, man. Check it out.
Yeah. Baltimore banging, man.
Bottom Yankees.
NOE.
I'm tired, man. I'm tired.
Que tu quieres, man?
I'm tired.
Huh?
Baltimore State. Shout it. Want, man.
Life,
baby. Give it to you.
Yeah, I forfeited so much, but I lost much more. It gave me the pizzazz and big boss rapport. Ready for the war, all angles covered. Strap one acquittal with nobody discovered. Mixtape or club it, the streets still love it. Bloodstained palms, but the beat still scrub it. Like old Mother Hubbard, I lack wanna live in my shoes. Know the name and don't get it confused. It's the Baltimore banger, the car seat stuffer, the wire hanger holster, the dope man's buffer, the man in between the sailing fiend, the man on LP 640 Larry the scene. Was whack 19, hit 20, seen plenty. Team Fazio, I burped off good men's with Benny. First to ever have my slack tailored and trim. Was the only gutter cat with a haberdashery brim. Damn, I was a gym, but I washed up with thin soap. I'm adored cause I starved and I've been broke. Been in shootouts and buried all my kinfolk. One sniff turns them out cause I've been dope. I'm the flow smelling like my wind broke. Ball hard and I bap like my chin broke. I'm a boss and he left just an insult. Don't let me have to keep saying that I'm grown. Hell smoke screen, my moves with Patron. Any home that's holding my toothbrush at home. Adapt, and when in Rome, do what's wrong. When breezing through your city, I must carry the chrome. Too many wanna be something, see something. Well, here's a 40 just in case you wanna flee something. Just in case you motherfuckers don't agree something. Street sweeper, you in half. I'm a hustler, straight from Peru. Put it in the street and let it do what it do. Know we gon' cake until it's you. Everything you seen in the zoo, I done worn it in a shoe. Back to life, this is Eastland High. Like Natalie and Tootie, life is like a movie. Fed jail and road tape, setting up the plea. Lawyer know you dirty, so he's setting up the fee. Come on, man. In the hood, this is quality, quality. This is pure. Great job for the grand technology. The middle finger to the law, give my yeah. In the hood, get some quality, quality. This is your technology. Great job for the grand technology. The middle finger to the law, give my yeah. I've seen it all, done everything I stomach. Everything I feared, what I never wanted. Growth got stunted, was only concerned about the return. I got it, you want it, I'ma pun it. My lead paint haven, poor mama slaving. Catching mega strokes cause a boy misbehaving. I'm stacking paper, I had no business saving. The rap West Craven, from puberty to shaving. Follow all the codes, anything in arm's reach. It's yours, type of shit to bear in arm's reach. Truth feeling, life is so full of that it takes man's blushing to get at the plushing. Just to put your fingers and whips and all buses. And not about you, make it all about us. And shoot through the best in a Porsche GT2, top down like the roof is depressed. Come on, damn. In the hood, this is quality, quality. This is pure technology. Great job for the grand technology. The middle finger to the law, get my back. In the hood, this is quality.
You know what time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
This segment of the show is sponsored by Diverse Media Group, LLC, along with StrictlyBump1.com, the hottest clothing. Clothing that makes a difference. You already know what it is, man. That right there was that new NOE Gladiator right there. Know the name, know the difference. I know a lot of people compare him to Jay-Z, but at the same time, when has Jay-Z been really lyrical like that? But at the same time, check him. It's all about him, you know what I'm saying, Bird Gang. He doing his thing, representing B-More. Let me know if you're going to make it or if you're going to break it. call in 347-826-7722. We're going to go back to the line with our people, Star Child and DJ. Star Child, how you feel about the family?
I don't think there's any doubt. You know what I'm saying? That's just hot right there. You feel me? Just period. You know what I'm saying? Plus, shout out to my people in the DMV. You know what I'm saying? I might be a little biased with my boy from Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? But just real talk, man. That's just hot. Just straight up hot. Just fire. You know what I'm saying? Beat on point. Lyrics on point. Chorus on point. You know what I'm saying? He got his point across. This is hot. It's plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? I say make it. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about that?
Well, I have to give it to him on the lyrical flow. I like N.O.E. I like him a lot, too. He's one of the hottest MCs to be coming out right now. Cats need to be checking for him. But I'll be quite frank with you. That beat and the music was just like, it wasn't doing it for what he can deliver. And if that's how he's choosing to pick beats, I might have to break it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. And I got big shout to my man Keith and Burt Gang and all that, but I have to be real with that. That beat right there, I'm not playing that in the club. I'm not bumping that in the car. It's too loud. It's too much. And sometimes Jay-Z had tracks like that too. There's a lot of artists that just have loud music. Where are they picking these loud music from? There ain't no soul in there.
You know what I'm saying. Not everything.
There's
I understand you ain't gonna play it in the club, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Not every song is really made to be played in the club, which I'm sure I'm sure you're more aware of that than I am. But I ride to that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm rolling, I definitely bump that. You know what I'm saying? Like without a doubt. You know? But that's just me. But I feel like it was on point. I feel like the beat was hard. You know what I'm saying? It fit the subject matter. You know what I'm saying? What he was rapping about wasn't really no club material. You feel me?
No, I hear you. But, I mean, overall, I'm not bumping that, man. I'm not bumping it. I'm skipping past it on waiting for his next track.
I feel yes, sir. So I guess it's a split decision right now.
It is. You got to be real about it, man. It's make it or break it. This segment is sponsored by Diverse Media Group, LLC. Giving you real feedback about the music, man. We ain't playing no games. We go in. Man, you should have checked out last week's show. They was going in hard. I was scared for the artist.
For real.
Now, I got one last track that I'm going to play. This one is from Sweet T. Y'all remember Sweet T? You know what I'm saying? And this one is called, you know what I'm saying, basically, what? Featuring Black Rob. So let me know if we make it, make it. Let me know what you think about it. It's called what?
New York City. MCs. DJs. Sweet
tea. I brought the goons to the party like, slapped the black card on the bar like, John's on popping in the air like, getting wet, two-stepping with my men's like, jeans low riding on my ass like, niggas could look but don't touch again. Birds be shook cause I be cooking them, cause I ain't no new chick, I do this. Feels like I'm getting Norby up in here, what? From Tampa to Texas, I'm reckless. Sweet as I, safe as I. I'm the real hip hop on the set, bitch. Making it clear how I do around here, like, my whole team popping, ain't no stopping me. I'm in the bars, like, in the clubs, like, get it right cause you know what it is, like.
Come through in the ball slow, like, hear my name in these streets, it's like, boxed out, pound the concrete, like, love to see me do this shit, like, with a grenade through your window, bitch, like, ain't no stopping me, I'm deep, like, flow so properly, you'll see, I'm
right here, bitch, I ain't hiding, see the full length that I slid in. The six dive range with the pond in it. It's a gift from the nigga I vibe with. I'm first class doing the mileage like, Chanel's on my face when I'm rhyming. The Marc Jacobs bag with the nine in it. The bracelet with the BBS diamonds. Canary chains hanging off my tits like, Doobie all down my back and shit. My eyes all chinky and black and shit. The pearl of panties on my pussy, nigga, with it like, I keep it real thorough with my
slut. Lolita Lempico on my neck like her meat on my wrist to keep the time right. A blackberry thing banging on me all night.
Come through in the pool slow like. Hear my name in these streets is like. Bust out pound the concrete like. Love to see me do this shit. Like when the grenade through your window, bitch. Like, ain't no stopping me. I'm deep like. Flow, flow so properly. You'll see I'm
I vibe for my niggas when it's drama like. Got my sister bumping my whip like. Riding through the strip like I'm the shit like. Cause Sweet T's the nicest MC nigga. Turn my door knockers to diamonds like. Now toys shine when I be rhyming like. Blow the stage up in any city like. From north to dirty south I turn them out like. When I'm up in my zone I keep them hollering. Or I could be real easy like Jeezy. Gonna get real hot when I drop like. Gonna take them from the yacht to the block like. Feel like I'm coming back from a bit like. I'm a blast bitches, mad bitches like. Don't get me confused cause you lose nigga. Cause this what I do, 1-2 nigga.
Come through in the pool slow like. Hear my name in these streets is like. Bust out pound the concrete like. Love to see me do this shit. Like when the grenade through your window bitch. Like ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like.
You know what time it is. Make it or break it. Make it or break it.
Make it or break it Fridays that was sponsored by Diverse Media Group LLC. We is getting it in all day, every day. I'm at SS right now doing my thing, drinking that blue motorcycle, getting it in live on Lush Radio Online with DJ Ice, along with Starchild, man. Hip hop's future live in the building. I swear to God, I put the stamp on it. He is hip hop's future right now, son. Woo, I'm feeling it right now. So I want to ask you guys, man, that's that Sweet T right there. How do y'all feel? Should we make it or break it, Starchild?
You know what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that, like, I feel like the lyrics was tight and the beat was tight, but I feel like that idea, you know what I'm saying, that's already kind of been done with the what, you know what I'm saying? Just like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Just like that Black Rod, that like, whoa, like, what, you know what I'm saying? I feel like it's a good song, and I like the song, but I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's kind of been done already, you know what I mean? I like the song, but I'm going to have to say break it.
How you feel about it?
I think she did the appropriate thing by going out and getting Black Rob on it. And, you know, it was cool. It was flavor, and I like hearing the new Sweet Tea. I'm glad she's back on the scene trying to do her thing, and I support that. And I like it. I'll make it. But, again, it's not a classic. It's not a hit. It's just like, you know, a nice little jingle song,
yeah,
you know. But
yeah, I like it, you know what I'm saying? I like the song, you know what I'm saying? And it was definitely appropriate. It was more than appropriate to have Black Rob on there, but at the same time, I feel like...
I like some elements on there, too. The cutting, the scratching on his voice along the hook, it was nice, too, to bring a little different flavor. You know, it brought some good elements. And, you know, not to backtrack, but... You know, I must reiterate, NOE is one of my favorite MCs, so don't get it twisted. Because I break it on the NOE track, I have to tell you, man, he's still hot and he's still butter. I just was a little disappointed on the beat and the track itself. So, I mean, he brought it lyrically on that track.
I feel like all the artists we've heard so far, you know what I'm saying, are talented, you know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
You know, every now and then, everybody's hit or miss every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Some are just more consistent than others, but all the, you know what I'm saying, everybody on here has pretty been, you know what I'm saying, they've been doing their thing. Like I said, I like the track. I think the track is hot, you know what I'm saying, but it's just not, really it's not my taste. And at the same time, I feel like, you know, I just feel like the idea, you know what I'm saying, I feel like it's already been done, that there's room for something different, you know what I mean? But it's, you know what I'm saying, it's hot.
Real talk, that's what it is, man. You heard the final vote. Make it or break it. Make sure you submit your music to lushradiomp3s@gmail.com and basically send your music and say this is the music submission to lushradiomp3s, lushradioonline, mp3s@gmail.com. Don't forget the freaking mixtape is going down. We only got 5 slots left. Send it into lustradiomixtapes@gmail.com. It's $20 to get on the mixtape. It's going to be all over the world. We're going to be encoding every artist that's on there. We're going to be encoding their information along. Once they download, they'll get their bios and all that on there also. We're giving you a virtual experience on this mixtape. It's about to be crazy. It's called For the Love of Hip Hop, Going for Broke. If you wanted to do anything and sacrifice everything just for the love of hip hop, then this is the exact mixtape that you should be on, man. We're giving you real music, real help all every single day, all day. One world music, one voice, one movement. You know what I'm saying? One world music, one voice, one movement. You already know what it is. Your girl Leslie live in the building. Star Child, DJ Ice, Star Child. Tell the people where they can get in contact with you, man, and definitely hit that fire because you are a hip-hop savior right now, son.
Right now, you can contact me, you know what I'm saying, on MySpace. You can check out the music there, you know what I'm saying. You can even check out some speeches I've given, you know what I'm saying, at different, like, you know what I'm saying, because I'm into the activism joint, too, you know what I'm saying. It's a little, I'm multifaceted. So I do the activism that backs up the message on the tracks. So you can hit me up on MySpace at myspace.com/thelionofthedesert. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you can go there and you can check out the music. There's some downloads on there. You can just check out, you know what I'm saying, check out the blogs, check out the different videos and stuff from the speeches and things like that. You know what I'm saying? You can even catch me on Facebook. Just look me up under Star Child, and I actually have a Facebook music page, so you can check out some new music on there too, and just check out some, you know what I'm saying, magazine interviews and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Just check me out doing my thing and absorb the message, pick up the message, you know what I'm saying? Because
it's
a revolution
going
on right now.
That's what it is, man. That's the Chim Bama right there. That dude's crazy. Yo, Ice, tell the people where they can check you, man, and get that Wilson District, man, that Miracle Mile family.
Oh, they can check me at Benny Hamas. No, I'm kidding. No, you can find me at myspace.com/Wilson District. Otherwise, you can Twitter me at Wilshire Music. I'm all over the board. You can Google it, DJ Ice, Wilshire District. We got the new Miracle Mile album. It's in stores. You can pick it up everywhere. Google it. You can find it on everywhere, waxpoetics.com. You can check me at iTunes. We're all over the place. Also on soulassassins.com, you can find our show, 40s and Blunts, every Thursday from 6 to 8. DJ Ice, DJ Solo, we're bringing the hot shit.
That's what it is. This is your girl, Lushy Lush, signing off, man, with the one and only Star Child, along with DJ Ice. Shout out to our official DJ, DJ Hustle. Also, we want to thank all the people that definitely called in and showed us love, DJ Doc Holliday, along with DJ Ghost, one of the hottest female MCs in the game, doing a 1-2, man. We're going to leave y'all off with DJ Ghost's mix right here, man, and we out. Your girl, Lushy Lush, putting an official stamp on it. You know what I'm saying? All artists that definitely submit their music, I commend you for even just being brave enough to send it in, man. But remember, you are subject to make it or break it. You know what I'm saying? So I love you guys. Make sure you look out, man. We on the move. Diverse Media Group, Strictly Bunk One. Check us out, www.lustradioonline.com. It's not a game, man. N-O-E. You know what I'm saying? Know the name, know the difference. Definitely, man. We is getting it in on Lush Radio Online. I'm live right now, you know what I'm saying, at XS, live in the building, drinking my blue motorcycle, getting exotic with the soft shell crab. You already know what it is, man, all day, every day. Your girl, Lushy Lush, represent Be More Worldwide, DMV, man, the Street Queens, the movement. We in the building, and I'm out. I'm about to give you some of that DJ Ghost, and we out. Peace, family. I'm going to holler at y'all.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
Yo, what up? It's your man, Fife Diggy, and I'm lounging with the 5-Star General and the First Lady, DJ Go. DJ Go. The host with the most.
Sound like Kevin, 7654321. Come on, man, cow, come and get some. Yeah. 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 I
Jack to sound like Kevin. 7654321. Come on, Mr. Cow, come and get some. Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot. Jack to sound like Kevin. 7654321. Come on, Mr. Cow, come and get some. Player opposition, hot next shot, this one. For all the sick ones, infliction, poisonous, dark sickness. Best believe, finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tricking on MCs, cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubbles. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck your son and you. Got you shitting in your last hunky, running who? Fucking punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect, woo. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time pin up.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-hole. Shit, I kept low, petrol, your metro. Politics, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with full collagen. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming till you pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch the crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type of strike you might. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia as the monster got on the car lot. And there's nowhere to run to when I confront your nigga. I call your bluff like you had a cold. Who wanna see cannabis you wow? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface to air missile? I take them on and on state size and forms to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm running. And I give it to any nigga that wants.
Stay off the dark. Cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown. I'm up off it. I'm gon' gun it down. Run it down. Wherever it's gon' go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me get what's in your sock, cause it's time to get.
Song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. Who the fuck wanna die for they culture? Stalk the dead body like a vulture. The Decalion, blacker than your blackest stallion. Hit your housing, projects I represent your shallin. My nigga, hell yes, apocalypse now. The gunpowder be going down, diggy diggy down, diggy down, down.
While the planets and the stars and the moons collapse, when I raise my trigger finger, all y'all niggas hit the deck. Cause ain't no need for that, hustlers and hardcore. Roar to the floor, roar like reservoir doors. The green-eyed bandit can't stand it. With more booty and loot than that you can't stand, bitch. Plus, the Barbazi got me wild.
Messing with them,
it's a straight suicide.
Look up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It's the folk doctor spot, smoking on the train.
How high?